Hello and welcome to Stories Told by Friends. On this episode, I will share a voicemail that I received. Once in a while, we do get voicemails on the old answering machine. The voicemail that came in recently was offered in response to one of the stories in the collection. Specifically, Carla's story about the National Arts Center inspired a connection and the sharing of a related story from Joan from Tucson. So I will now play the excerpt from Carla's story that inspired Joan, and then I will play Joan's voicemail message story. I hope you enjoy them.
I was at the Governor General Awards, and I was volunteering. And I was assigned to two performers. One of them was Eric Peterson. We're the backstage handlers that are the wranglers. We're the wrangler people that you see on Stephen Colbert. Those people that are standing around the star, they're the wrangler. They have gone and knocked on the star's door 5 minutes, 4 minutes to stage. You're that person. You're there at 7 a.m. because you go and pick them up to get them there. You make sure they're fed. You make sure they're comfortable. If there's absolutely anything they need, you go and you get it for them. You run for whatever length you have to run to go and get whatever they need. Eric Peterson, very low maintenance, very, very low maintenance. I'm taking, I want to call him Oscar Peterson because he made a joke about being related to Oscar Peterson because, you know, he's got the first name in the character and he's got the last name in his real name. So I got to take him back to the hotel in my VW standard transmission car. It's raining out, so he didn't want to walk from the National Arts Center across the canal to the Westin to go back to his hotel room to have a nap for a few hours. So I said, of course, I'll drive you. So get him into my car. We just drive the two blocks, have to do a U-turn and get into the Westin valet. And so he's in the passenger side beside me, and I'm nervous. It's Eric Peterson. Of course I'm nervous. We're back and forth about the Saskatchewan and Qu'Appelle Valley and Margot Kidder, how he's married to Margot Kidder's sister. So that makes him Superman's brother-in-law. It's back and forth about this all the time. So you got to keep up with him. You got to, like, he's pretty snappy. You got to keep up to him. So I put the car in the valet and he says, I got to get my bag out of the back and I've got something in the back seat. So I said, okay, well, I'll get the stuff out of the trunk. You get it out of the back seat. So I get out of the car. The car starts rolling because I didn't put the parking brake on. I just put it in neutral. And Eric Peterson is like out of the car on the passenger side. So I dash back into the front seat of the car, pull on the parking brake. And I sit there with my head on the wheel saying, I don't want to be known for killing Eric Peterson. This is not my legacy. Everything was fine.
So after hearing that, Joan picked up the phone.
Playback. Wednesday, 12:28 p.m.
Hello, Dave and Marlon. This is Joan from Tucson. I was inspired to phone and leave a message because at least once or twice I heard you saying that not very many people were doing that. So I just finished listening to National Arts Center Characters by Carla and was reminded of my brush with the rich and famous. So here goes my little tale. As you know, I am a couch surfing host. And one day, a young girl, she was in her early 20s, asked to come to my abode. And of course, I never read people's profiles. I just say yes, as Carla encouraged us all to do. And so here she came. And we started talking a little bit, and I said I was from Canada, and she said, oh, I lived in Canada for a while, too. My dad played football with the CFL. And I said, your dad played football in the CFL? Like, I'm a huge Saskatchewan Rough Riders fan. And she goes, yeah, my dad played for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, Bobby Jurison. And I said, what? You're Bobby Jurison's daughter? I have Bobby Jurison's daughter staying at my house. I think she thought I was pretty weird because I was just, like, flipping out. I didn't quite ask for her autograph, but just about. So fast forward, she spent actually a couple nights there, and she was in what I call the red room. And one morning, I hear this awful crash, and I go running into the room, and she has just about been killed by one of my bookshelves falling off of the wall and crashing, like, inches away from her head. I'm so much like Carla. Not only did I have a brush with the rich and famous, I almost killed someone, too. So there's my quick story. Hope you enjoyed it. Take care and have a lovely day. I'm having so much fun binge listening to all your podcasts.
End of final message.
It was great to hear from Joan, and I love the story cascade idea. So if anyone else out there has a near brush with fame and murder, be sure to get in touch. 306-665-3101. I also enjoyed hearing that excerpt from Carla's story. It's always fun to go back through the collection and re-listen to some of those favorite moments. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Dave Dirksen, your host, and I will see you soon.